Yo, what's up, guys? It's your man, I Do a Barber, and I am back with another Beyond the Chair podcast where I go live every Wednesday. If you guys know, and I just got into everything barber, you know how the story goes, especially if you've tuned into this podcast before. But if you know, I missed last week. I took last week off. I was like, wasn't really feeling it. So I was like, let me just take the week off. It was really just due, I'm just going to be honest, like by the time I got home, it was so late that I really didn't have time to spend with my family. And of course, family is more important than this podcast. So of course, you know, one of the reasons you clicked on the video, the three things I hate about barbering. I don't know why I thought I just heard music. I don't know why. I swear I thought I heard like Bone Thugs and Harmony. But the three things that I hate about barbering. Now, before we get into all this stuff, in the comments below, let me know yours. In the comments below, let me know the three things that you hate about barbering. Boy, we're going to go into mine. Who knows? Maybe you'll be surprised. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll concur. Maybe you'll disagree. I don't know. But of course, let me know yours in the comments below. I'm curious. And also, where are you guys watching from? I know we get a lot of people from a lot of different places tuned into the podcast and a lot of different viewers and whatnot, especially all over the world. I'm actually surprised. So shout out to all my people that are outside of the U.S. Shout out to you, especially if you're listening. Drop a comment. You know, let me know where you're from. Country, city, state, continent, coordinates, whatever. Drop it in the comments below. But I'm going to also get into some other stuff, too. Lately, I don't know what it is, but which I guess is actually I'm kind of due for it. But before, this was like years ago, though. But years ago, I used to get a lot of stupid comments. Recently, I've been getting a lot of dumb comments from people. And I was always just wondering, like, why? Like where are these comments coming from? But then again, it's long overdue for me to get some stupid comments. So, of course, I'm going to highlight some of these people a little bit later in the podcast, because I got to give people the credit they deserve for being stupid. Actually, you know what? I should probably look these comments up for you guys. So that'd be a little bit difficult, like me reading comments that I have no idea what they wrote. So I should probably look up these comments. But yeah, people, I'm just like, man, it really baffles me sometimes when people leave comments and they're just like, what's your thought process behind this? Like, what's the purpose of this comment? Like, whatever, you know, it's just crazy. So let's get into the three things that I hate about barbering. Oh my goodness. Number one, and my man, oh man, he's from Poland and I cannot say this name. The Polish people have some of the hardest names for me to pronounce. I'm just gonna call him Blaze, and it's probably like totally wrong. Like when you look at the way he spells his name, oh my goodness. The number one thing that I hate about barbering, and I'm pretty sure most barbers will agree on this one, and that is no call, no shows. It's funny, I checked the comments that he wrote that. That is the one of the, I wouldn't say number one, but I'm not going to lie, it's probably up there. When I think about a lot of the things that I dislike about barbering, no call, no shows is right up there. And by the way, this is in no particular order, but if I were to say this had to be in a particular order, I would put no call, no shows at the top. I'm going to be honest. I probably would put no call, no shows at the top. I mean, if you guys agree, let me know in the comments, because no call, no shows, they do a few things. One, they can mess up your day. They can mess up your schedule. And of course, it can mess up your money. When someone no call, no shows, and these are for the people that do appointments. So for those of you that don't do appointments, I guess you wouldn't know how this feels, or you wouldn't, because if you only do walk-ins, it's like virtually impossible to have a no call, no show. But anywho, the people that do appointments, I know you guys know what I'm feeling, wouldn't know what I'm saying when I say this, and you know how I feel with the frustration of a no call, no show. You expect this money to be made, you expect to be busy during this hour of the day, and then this person no call, no shows you and ghost you, like absolutely nothing, like no word from them, nothing. No call, no shows are the worst, you know, because they're when you do a no call, no show, you're messing up two pivotal things of a person's life: time and money. These are two things well, time you cannot get back, but money, of course, you can replace money. And so when it comes to like money and stuff like that, like maybe a barber steals a client of mine, or maybe I don't know, whatever reason, maybe a barber or a customer leaves me for another barber, things like this, customers can be replaced as well as their money. So it's one of those things where the money part of it, I don't get too frustrated with. I get more frustrated with the time portion of it. Now, here's the part, okay? These are the really frustrating parts of a no-call, no-show. You have an appointment. Let's say they book the early spot, meaning the very first spot, or they pick the last spot of the day, which is closing time. Those are the no-call, no-shows. I'm going to be honest, when it comes to the closing portion, I don't get too upset. Because especially if it's a long day and I've been cutting hair, you know how it is, you cut hair all day. I don't really get upset with a no-call, no-show at the end of the day, because that means like, okay, good, I'll just leave early, you know what I mean? But that early spot, and this is why I remember like back in the day, because our shop opens at 8 o'clock on Saturdays, and I tried to do this. This was a while ago, a couple of years ago. I actually tried to be at the shop at 8 o'clock, and I quickly found out that this was a mistake. Because it's so impossible for me to show up at the barbershop at 8 o'clock. So then I pushed my schedule back to like 8:30 and then 8:45. And then I was just like, oh my goodness, this is rough. This is really rough trying to get here this early. So if someone books that early spot, you're waking up early for them to be in just for them when you know you probably don't want to be there at that hour. And then they no call, no show. And you're just sitting there like, come on, man. You're thinking about all the other stuff you could have been doing. You could have taken your time to get ready. You could have maybe worked out. Maybe you could have just, you know, ate a better breakfast. Maybe did whatever it is that you do. I'm not going to try and put ideas in your head, but you get what I'm saying. Now, another thing with no call, no shows where it really sucks is during the middle of the day, where let's say you have a busy spot. Let's say you're booked for like 5 hours straight, and then in that in-between hour, the 2.5 hour mark, you got a customer, and then they no call, no show you. Oh my goodness. This can be so frustrating, because you're like, man, dude, like you just totally messed up the rhythm of the day. And another part where no call, no shows piss me off is when you work by appointment only, it's really hard to take a walk-in, you know, and you don't want to take a walk-in 5 minutes before an appointment, because you're like, ah, this is, and especially if you have a bunch of appointments after that, you're going to push everyone back. Now, there's some clients, you know, as barbers, we know this. There's some clients that you can knock this person's hair out. And let's say your appointment slots are 30 minutes. You know, you can knock this guy's hair out in 15 minutes or 20 minutes to try and recoup some of, I can't even talk right now. What the hell is wrong with me? Talk to me, people. What the hell is wrong with me? Now, you know you can recoup some of your time by speeding up through this haircut. And you're not sacrificing quality. I just know this, that from my time of barbering, that there's some clients that I can cut quicker than others. I just know this, right? And yeah, you can do that, but it's not great. That is not a good thing to do all the time. Now, when these people no call, no show, and you're just like, what the hell? Maybe you could have taken a walk-in, right? Which is money. And they just no call, no showed you. So you might be turning down a walk-in. Like, you know, you're like, it might be 5 minutes before their appointment. And a walk-in comes in. And you're like, ah, oh, man, I got an appointment coming in 5 minutes, man. Hey, you know, you could wait around for another barber. Or, you know, if he doesn't show up and blah, blah, blah. Then, of course, he sits down and one of the other barbers takes him. When in reality, when this no call, no show happens, you could have taken him, completely wasting your time and your money. No call, no shows, definitely a number one on my list. Definitely a number one on my list. And guys, in the comments, drop the three things that you hate about barbering. Or if you just have a number one, drop your number one or the three things that you hate about barbering in the comments below. Oh my goodness, no call, no shows. Now look, how do we prevent no call, no shows? There are things you can do to prevent this, of course. A lot of barbers take deposits. I have a 3-strike rule when it comes to no call, no shows. if you do it three times, you just can't make appointments anymore. And it just is what it is, you know. Now, what's funny is with no call, no show, because I remember I had some customers that were notorious, and I'm going to be honest, like some of them, I just can't take their appointment serious. Like when I know you're a habitual no call, no shower, I can't take you serious. I really can't as a client. When I see your appointment come in, and of course, you know, as barbers, you know, you can block people and cancel appointments and things like this. You know, what's funny. I was watching a video, Big Al. I'm not sure if you guys watch Big Al's Barber Channel here on YouTube. He was on the podcast. You can go check out the podcast that me and Big Al did. Man, this is a long time ago. Wow. But he did a vlog talking about no call, no shows. And I was just like, I know the feeling, Big Al. I know the feeling. Oh, my goodness. I know the feeling. So I was just like, yeah, it sucks. That's the one downside of doing appointments are those damn no call, no shows. Now, before I go into the next one, let me go into the comments. And of course, guys, drop some comments. Let me know the things that you hate. Okay, let me know. Now, Junior just called me Junior. He says those people are about to start getting charged. If they don't if they don't like it, then they can go down the road. This is true, man, because a lot of, and you know, it goes back to that old saying, one bad apple spoils the bunch. And it sucks that you got to punish everyone for a few people's actions, you know. Now, here's the funny thing is, like when a person no call, no shows you, it's a bad sign. It really is, especially if someone doesn't have the courtesy of letting you know, like, oh, okay, dude, I can't make it. Guys, like, okay, yeah, you might be like, eh, you know, it's cute. That's a bad sign, guys. It really is, because it shows a lack of respect. I'm just going to be honest with you. It shows a lack of respect, because a lot of these people can go to their bummy-ass jobs. They could be on time like the mail every day. Don't miss a beat. On time like Amazon Prime shipping when it comes to their bum-ass regular job. But when it comes to you, they'll no call, no show your ass. Like, eh, you know. But this is why you have to have open lines of communication. Gee, I can't talk, I swear. And this is a podcast, and podcasts are all about talking, and I can't even fucking talk today. This is ridiculous. Now, it's all about communication. Just shoot me a text, you know, let me know if something happens. Don't just leave me here just waiting, like wondering. And now, of course, you know, you get your clients' numbers, you can call them and blah, 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 which I've had these people where they don't even answer. And I'm just like, dude, how are you going to expect me to be loyal, but you don't even want to be loyal? And this is the part that sucks about having to be in the position of the barber. You have to take the moral high ground, right? Because you're the business, and you know, it's bad business if you try and act like a child. You don't want to act like a child. Just treat it like a business. So it just is what it is, you know. But ultimately, at the end of the day, no call, no shows sucks. Really does suck. So one thing I recommend you guys do is really talk to the person about it and tell them the cons of no call, no showing and the consequences of them no call, no showing in the future. So, you know, but like I say, ultimately, it's just a lack of respect. I'm just going to be honest with you, because once it happens, it's more than likely going to happen again. I kid you not. Like, I have some clients where they make appointments and they're there. It, you know, it's not that hard to be a man of your word. You know, a lot of these clients that no call, no show you, if a girl's booty calling them, they're going to be there on time. They're going to be there early. You know what I'm saying? Ready, like Freddy. Now, it's just respect. That's it, and basically. Just call me Junior. He says, hair splinters. Now, it's funny he says that because I wear gloves, right? I wear gloves. So that whole hair splinter idea is a non-factor when it came to me. So if you want to get rid of those hair splinters, I suggest that you wear gloves. Works magics, works wonders. Some people don't like the feel of gloves. I'm going to be honest. Like, I used to love the feel of wearing gloves. It's great to me. You know, I actually love it. The fact that you don't have to worry about getting hair splinters, amazing. Absolutely love it. You don't have to worry about, like, oh, is this person's hair dirty? I don't want to touch their dirty hair. gloves will prevent all of that. You know, I still, you know, I remember the gloves that I wore, and I did a post on Instagram. If you guys don't follow me on Instagram, it's I Do a Barber. But I did a post recently, and I was talking about the gloves that I used, and I would buy in bulk. When I would buy gloves, I would buy a big tranche of gloves, and I put a link in that video. So if you guys follow me on Instagram, look at one of my more recent posts. It's not like I post a lot on Instagram anyway, but yeah, just go look at one of those and, you know, get you some gloves. I like them. You know, I still get the feel of them. They're pretty thick, so they're not like thin gloves. They're not just going to break on you easy. You know, like if you use scissors and you cut them, of course you're going to cut them but and rip the glove, but pretty good, solid quality glove. No ID says, having to cut current, former, or retired barbers. That is one of the things he hates. Now, I'm going to be honest. I don't mind cutting barbers. I'm going to be honest. And I don't mind cutting picky clients. Reason I say that is because I'm pretty meticulous in the work that I do, and I'm pretty detail-oriented in the work that I do. So when someone wants to nitpick my work, it's no problem because I'm pretty meticulous. So I don't worry about it. And if it's something they want fixed, I'll fix it, you know. And I know what you mean, though. You know, you get those barbers that are really picky. They want to, you know, look at this and that and blah, blah, blah. But like I say, if you do good work, you're very meticulous and detailed, they won't have the need for this. Which leads me to number two, okay? The number two thing that I hate about barbering, this is... And this isn't even the, I don't know if this is a picky client per se, or if this just has to be something within a certain clientele. I hate the person when you're cutting their hair, and barbers, we all know this. We use the mirror, right? The mirror is our friend, okay? And by the way, guys, I swear, this is the worst podcast ever. I cannot talk right now. Geez, this is horrible. Now, listen, drop the things that you hate about barbering in the comments below, and I'm going to read them off because I'm curious to see your perspective and your thoughts on the things that you hate about barbering. So, number two, okay, let me get back to my number two. So, we all know the mirror is our friend. We look at the mirror, it's very important, make sure the edge is straight, make sure the blend is straight, because, of course, our eyes will lie to us. They will lie. Damn liars. Okay, now, I hate the client, and it's so funny. Yeah, I hate the client that you're turning the mirror so you, the barber, the professional, can get a look at their haircut, but they're like turning with the chair. They're turning so they can look in the mirror too, like head on. So imagine like I'm a client right now, right? So look, imagine I'm a client. And the barber's cutting my hair. He wants to see this right here, right? So where you are watching this, imagine the viewer, you're the mirror. I'm facing the mirror, the client. The barber's cutting my hair. He needs to turn me this way so he can get a better look at this fade to make sure it's A-OK, right? And here's the client. Check this out. This is what the client will do. Don't you hate that? I swear I cannot stand when clients do that. Oh my goodness, I'm over here cutting your hair. I'm like this, I'm trying to turn you so I can get a good look, but you over here like, I'm turning you around so I can see it look at the back and you're like, you see what I'm saying? I cannot stand that. Oh my goodness, that is the worst. And I'm just thinking to myself, can I look at the haircut too? Like, buddy. I know you probably think you're pretty and you're sexy, but I need to make sure this is okay. And clients, and I swear to you, it seems like there's a certain few people that do this. It's either they're druggies, people that are on edge, or a picky client. I've never seen a normal person do this. It's usually this person that's edgy, that's fidgety, nervous. And I'm just like, dude, relax. You doing this when I'm trying to turn your head and you're like, you're going to mess your haircut up. How the hell do you expect to get a good haircut when you do something as stupid as that? Obviously, I can't see your haircut because here you go. So, okay, I'm like, all right. All right. I'll just leave it be. And then I hand you the mirror. You're like, man, you see that you missed the spot. It's like a little darker. Can you fade this in? Yeah, I could have, but your ass kept turning. Okay. You could have. Oh, my goodness. It's almost like the person that has the stiff ass neck. Have you ever had those clients? They have a stiff ass neck. They're over here. Here they go. They're sitting like a pencil erect in the chair. Here they go like this. And you trying to like tilt their head because. I'm a little bit taller, right? I'm about 6'1", right? So for all the tall barbers out there, raise your hand, okay? Stand up right now. Not literally, okay? But you're not 5'2". You're not 5'5", okay? You can't just stand there and get a good angle on a fade because you're short. You're taller. You need the head to move. You need to look down. You need to look this way because you looking down on the fade is not going to give you a good angle, okay? Come on. We all know this. So you got to tilt the person's head. Then you get these people, they got the stiff neck. And it's so hilarious because I'll gently, like, I'm not aggressive. I'm not like, oh, manhandling, you know, about to put you in a full Nelson or chokehold or anything like this. But I'll gently, you know, push your head. And I swear, some people, boy, they have the stiffest necks, boy. I'll be like, man, did you sleep on the wrong side of the bed? Like, man, you been doing neck rolls? Like, what in the hell is wrong with your neck? And some people, they don't want to move their neck. And I'm like, you got to move your neck, man. I was like, I'm not short, okay? You got to move your neck. And what a lot of people will do is I'll literally, like when I feel them do that, where they don't want to move and they want to keep that little stiff neck, what I'll do is I'll do like this. I'm like, all right, relax. I'm like, relax. Relax your neck. I'm like, I need you to move your neck. You're too tight. I'll be like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, here's another one. And this isn't on my list. This just made me think about it. Those clients that like slouch in the chair. Have you had those clients like this? Those clients that slouch in the chair. So check this out. Imagine I'm sitting in the barber chair. I'm like this, right? But then you get these clients that slouch in the chair and they want to like do this, but then they want to taper in the neck. I'm like, you better get the hell up out of here. Look, how the hell am I going to taper you when you slouch down, you're like this. And you lean back. You can't really, even if you put your hand forward, it's not much. It's not much. Here you go. You over here like this, getting your hair cut. I'm like, dude, sit up straight. I'm like, sit the hell up straight. What the hell is wrong with you? Man. I swear, some clients. But that is my number two thing that I hate, is when those clients do that. Because not the neck thing and then... Those are just some little add-ons, but when they do this when you're trying to turn so you can look at the fade and they're like, they're trying to get a better look than you. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. So funny, so funny, so funny, so funny. Let me go to the comments, okay? No ID says, cutting clients with dirty hair and scalp. That's an easy solution. You know, just shampoo their hair, which... I gladly shampoo people's hair, guys. Like, I mean, I have a shampoo bowl and shampoo for a reason, right? And I keep a bunch of extra towels for a reason, right? So I have no problem shampooing someone's hair. And that's my recommendation for you. And I'm going to be honest. When I'm faced with the challenge of cutting someone's hair that's dirty, whether it's like dirt, oil, grease, you know, maybe dandruff, like whatever, I would much rather shampoo someone's hair than have to cut through that. Because one, it's a pain in the ass. Two, your haircuts are going to take longer because you're going to have to do much more work. Three, the cleanup is disgusting. Have you ever cleaned up someone's hair who had grease or whatever? I had a client once, he put coconut oil in his hair before he came to get his haircut. And I told him, I was like, don't ever do that again. I was like, I'm cutting your hair. You're making it harder to get your hair cut. And also, especially if you guys will continue to cut hair that's dirty, greasy, oil, or whatever, just know, like, the haircut's probably not going to come out good. And I told this guy, I was like, the haircut's probably not going to come out good, especially if you don't wash it or shampoo it before you just did this, because it's like you're fighting against the grain. Especially if they're getting the skin fade, is the worst, because all that little tiny hair is not going to want to remove from their scalp. You know, you're going to have to sit there and brush their scalp. I had one client once. he came in sweaty, and I was just like, ugh. He was like, man, it is like, man, my scalp. The next time he came in to get his haircut, he was like, man, my scalp, you know, last time I felt it, I was like, yeah, I told you, yeah, you came in with the sweating. I was like, you know, yeah, that's what happens. You know, I warned him, and he felt it. So definitely shampoo the person's hair. Definitely do not cut through that stuff. It's not worth it. Trust me. The time you're going to spend fighting through cutting this person's hair and then also cleaning up your tools. Someone who has grease or oil in their hair, you having to clean all your guards or blades, trust me, it's going to slow your stuff down. It's going to get clogged up in there. Trust me, you do not want to do this. It's worth the time, the little 5 minutes it takes you to shampoo this person's hair. Trust me, it is worth it because it's going to take you a long time to cut the hair and it's going to take you a long time to clean up all your tools. So don't worry about that old, no ID. Just shampoo, okay? Just call me Junior. He says, also annoying are the people who book their appointment online, then reschedule it 7 times before actually making it in. They don't care about your schedule at all. Oh, my goodness. Just call me Junior. Just as in number one, no call, no shows, being the number one thing that I hate about barbering, I have one particular client that does this, and I had to tell him, stop it. Because you are ruining the schedule. You are going in here making an appointment, but not canceling. It's like you're taking a shit everywhere you go. Like literally, you dropped your pants and you're walking around the barbershop taking a shit everywhere, but you're not cleaning anything up. You're just taking a shit fucking everything up in your wake. That is what that is like. And I had to tell one client that's like, no, because all these appointments you're making, you're robbing everyone else of the opportunity of getting a haircut. And it's essentially a no call, no showing. I mean, horrible. Oh, my goodness. All right. So next one. Clients sometimes don't understand the flow of energy. He says, oh, okay, you are tense in the chair. It makes it difficult to provide service. Yeah, it really is. And people don't understand that. Like, when you come in to get a haircut, it's an experience. Like, let the person work. It's like those people that want to be a micromanager of a haircut. Like, calm the hell down. Like, me, I look at cutting hair as art. And the more the client interferes with the process of art, for me, I don't know if I can speak for you guys, but for me, it messes up the flow of the haircut. You wanting to do this and micromanage, like, whoa, hey, it just messes up the whole flow. I swear, like, a good haircut where you can have a good conversation, or maybe you don't have a good conversation, but you're just in the flow of cutting hair, whatever it is, it's great because you can work more efficiently that way. You don't have to worry about all the starting and stopping and then rethinking, readjusting. And so, like you say, the flow of energy is very, very important. Rum Barber, shout out to Rum Barber in the building. Rum Barber. Ooh. He says constantly on their phone throughout the entire haircut. Looking at their phone, I mean. So, you know what's funny? I don't actually mind people on their phone when they're cutting hair. Here's the thing. Here's what I do. There's a right way and there's a wrong way to go about a client taking their phone call, right? Is saying, hey, can I take this phone call? Hey, I don't mind this, right? I'll let you get one. Because what that does for me is, especially if, let's say we're halfway through the haircut, 3/4 of the way through the haircut, I don't mind it. Because what it'll do is, especially if they're polite about like, hey, I got to take this. Do you mind? I'm like, no. What I do is I start cleaning up. Because when you're halfway or 3/4 of the way through the haircut, you're done using certain tools during the haircut. So all I do is I take that time to clean up these tools and put them back. So I look at it as sort of a blessing because I, you know, and this is just one little thing that you guys need to remember, like try and maximize your time as much as possible. So during that time, I do that. Now, if they're a habitual offender of this, then, you know, I'm going to have to step in and say something, right? I'm going to have to throw a flag like, and be like, hey, you know, haircut appointment time is only this much. I got these other people waiting. Like, let's just try and get through this haircut. Okay. All right. Now, when it comes to like texting and things like this, or even, okay, here's one thing. If a client just wants to answer their phone, during the middle of a haircut, like no apologies. Then I have no apologies to continue cutting your hair and have these loud ass clippers. I'm not going to say that. I would be like, pull out my loudest pair of clippers. No, I wouldn't do that intentionally, but I'm just saying, I'm not going to stop cutting your hair because you took a phone call and you didn't excuse yourself. I'm just going to continue to cut your hair. Cause I'm like, you know, like, I'm going to keep going. I really am going to keep going. So it just is what it is. But when it comes to texting, I honestly don't mind clients texting during a haircut as long as they don't mess up the flow of the haircut, which goes back to the energy and the flow of the haircut. If I'm having to stop what I'm doing so you could send a text or look at a DM or like a photo on Instagram, no, it's not going to work that way. I'm here to cut your hair, okay? And I'm not stopping just because you're texting. If I need to move your head back, you need to move your phone with the position of your head. I am not working around you, the priority of your text message, your DM, you know, you liking something, wherever. Hell no. So, you know, sometimes when it comes to the texting thing, I fight fire with fire on that one. So, you know, that's what I do. So, is what it is. No, Jimmy said, are answering hella calls and expect you to pause for them. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, people, and you know what's funny about cell phones? And by the way, like, when it came to clients, I never gave clients my phone number. People, you know, because it seems like that's a common thing in barbering. Like, hey, what's your phone number? I'll call you. Dude, I'm telling you, I don't want clients calling me. I don't like giving clients my phone number. I told my barbershop owner, because I would have clients call the barbershop. Like, hey, just call the barbershop. That's a barbershop phone. And my owner, I told my owner, I was like, dude. He's like, man, you got all these customers calling. He's like, man, why don't you just give them your number? I'm like, dude, I don't give out my number. And I told him, I was like, don't give clients my number either. And I would tell him that if you're upset, so upset that they're calling your phone, and because the barbershop's phone was his cell phone, which I told him, I was like, dude, get a separate phone. Get a dedicated shop phone. I'm like, that's what it's for. I'm like, don't be upset that people are calling you. This is a business phone number. So, you know, it is what it is. Now, funny thing is, clients will be like, hey, you got a phone number? Be like, no, I don't have a phone number. Be like, I have an app where you can book your appointments. You know, if you have any questions, you can email me or DM me on Instagram, because most people have Instagram. You know, DM me. So, you know, that's what I say. But yeah, I do not give out my phone number at all. Ben LaTempa, what's up, Ben? All the way in Arizona. It's funny, my dad's on his way back to Arizona. He went to Atlanta and he's flying back. I was actually talking about dad earlier. He's actually gonna be leaving Arizona next year. He's trying to move back to Atlanta. So, but shout out to you, Ben. Hope you're doing well. He says, when the girlfriend or mom stands up behind you while you're cutting, I had one try to grab the comb out of your hand. Wow. Talk about audacity, right? Talk about the audacity of someone. Wow. Flagrant behavior. Wow. Grab the comb out of your hand. Now, okay. Here's one thing. And I'm sorry, I got to plug my Patreon. If you guys have not signed up to the Patreon, there's a link in the description below to the Patreon. I dropped some videos maybe a week and a half ago. I've got a couple videos that I'm going to drop on Patreon this week. And this video, one of the Patreon videos talks about something, not what Ben just mentioned in his comments, but what I'm about to say. When it comes to stuff like that, like people being awkward and stuff like this, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Like, I'm very straightforward. I'm like, dude, if I don't like something or your behavior or something, I'm going to tell you. If I don't want you standing behind me, I'm going to tell you, like, hey, can you stand over here? You know, that doesn't make me comfortable. I'm going to express how I feel. I have no problem with that, which I go more in depth about, you know, that. But it's more of Patreon content. So if you guys like want mentorship stuff and, you know, talk about personal development and stuff like this, check out the Patreon. You know, you can DM me if you want to have like personal videos where you have questions for me and I'll answer. You know, you have to DM me. It's just funny, like people will sign up to the Patreon, like some people will sign up to the Patreon, but then don't take full advantage of the Patreon, which, I mean, look, if you don't, that's fine. So it's like, whatever, right? But some people will be upset, like, oh, you know, but you didn't, like, really use everything in the Patreon. I don't know, whatever. But you can do that on the Patreon. Link in the description below. But, yeah, back to this girlfriend or mom. Yeah, I don't really tolerate that stuff. People standing up behind you. Like, no, that does not fly. Hell to the no. I'll be like, hey, can you take a seat over here? And if they'd be like, oh, no, like, I will feel more comfortable if you did. Thank you. And this whole taking the comb out of your hand, oh, hell no. Hell no. That's a no-no. That is a big no-no. I wonder, where did this happen, Ben? Did this happen while you were working in the barbershop, or is this an old barber school story? Let me know, Ben, because that's crazy. That is crazy. Emil, what's up? Christopher. I don't know. What the hell is he? What in the hell? Okay. Dang it. This whole thing is going crazy. No ID says, my favorite is the client that feels every event is an opportunity to flex. I don't know. Not I hate, but some of the best moments in the. Yeah, that sounds like something. I'm doing good, Emil. Hope you guys are doing good. Hope everyone is doing good. Okay, now let's talk about the third thing that I hate about barbering, okay? Now, of course, you guys, drop yours in the comments below. What are the three things that you hate? Or maybe the number one, just drop the number one, whatever it is. My number one was no call, no shows. If you didn't check it out, rewind the podcast and go check out the beginning. For those of you that are just tuning in, and shout out to everyone who is tuning in now, for all 20 plus of you in the building. Shout out to everyone that's watching right now. Here's my number three. Because a lot of barbers get frustrated with clients. You know, they get frustrated with maybe barbering itself. But the third thing that I hate about barbering are the barbers themselves. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's really frustrating to me when barbers mess it up for everyone, with that one bad apple spoils the bunch, where you have barbers that make all barbers look bad. I don't like this. Barbers who are unprofessional, barbers who give the industry a bad name or bad rap. Case in point, I heard a conversation recently in a barbershop, and the guy was like, oh, yo, man, this is a good side hustle, ain't it? Now, this is the part that really frustrates me, because why would someone think that this is a side hustle? Like at the best, right? At your best. Ooh, this is a good side hustle. You don't look at it as a good career. You know, like, if you guys don't know, I'm on the road to become a millionaire. And through this journey, you guys are actually getting to see it, okay? And I'm documenting some of it. So the day that actually happens, you'll be like, damn, this guy did it. And he actually did it through barbering. So it really frustrates me when you see these people that don't respect the industry, they don't respect the craft, and they're like, they look at it as a side hustle. You know, you got these barbers that are really unprofessional in the way that they act and behave, the way they talk with clients, or, you know, now it's a difference, right? You know, you have some clients that you are more liberal with, and then some clients you may not even really talk to them. You may say, hey, how you doing? Or, well, what are you going to get today? Same old thing, and then that's it. And then, you know, you cut their hair, and then that's it. Or you might have some clients where you guys have a really good client barber relationship. You guys open it up and you're crazy. Now, you got to be very careful who's within an earshot. You know, you want to be careful. Be aware of your surroundings. You know, if there's a mom over there and a kid, you can't be talking all flagrant and disrespectful. You got to tone it down a little bit. Maybe there's a time and place for everything, okay? There's a time and place for everything. So be aware of that. Have good awareness. Some people have horrible awareness. Horrible. Like, they cursing, playing crazy music, and they just don't give a damn. You know, and we're not even going to get into that. But Oh, damn, I just ripped this thing. I ripped the snake's head off. Anyway, this is one thing that I really hate about barbering, because, you know, you go somewhere or maybe someone asks you, like, what do you do for a living? And you're like, oh, I'm a barber. And they're like, oh, okay. You know, this is like, oh. Versus, like, you'd be like, oh, I'm a doctor. Be like, oh, really? Oh, what kind of doctor are you, sir? You know, the whole tone changes. They start looking at you differently. Like, oh, you want to marry my daughter? Like, this is what I dislike. You know, like, barbers, a lot of barbers really ruin it for everyone else. I was just like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And, I mean, if you guys get frustrated like this with the industry itself as a whole, you let me know. I mean, you Google the salary for a barber. It's pretty depressing, especially for someone who's thinking about getting into this industry, because obviously for those of you that have been in the industry for a while, you know that figure is not true. And why is that? Probably because they're not putting stuff on the books when they should, right? This is a classic thing with barbering. Barbers want to hide a lot of money. You know, they don't want to report this or that, or leave things off the books, cook the books, like whatever it is. They want to do this. Okay, fine. But this gives the industry as a whole a bad rap. Now, of course, you know, you're going to have the stories of, oh, this barber messed my hair up. Oh, this barber pushed my hairline back. Oh, this barber did this. Oh, this barber did that. Oh, his breath stank. Oh, I saw that earwax in his ears. Like, whatever, okay? Like, that's one-off stuff, right? But in as a whole, because, look, you can find these discrepancies in any business, right? You go to Subway, go to Wingstop, go to Pizza Hut. You know, I don't like his earring. You know, it's not gold enough. What? Oh, I don't like his Nikes. You know, the colorway's fucked up, man. So, what? You know, so leave those little silly nitpicky things alone. You know, that's just other stuff. Okay, leave that alone. All right. But it's funny how when I look at other barbers, it's really depressing. Which I always tell people, you know, if you're not strong enough to have willpower to remain yourself in a bad situation, go put yourself in a situation where you can thrive. Because a lot of people can't get in a situation around other bad people and still remain themselves or not be influenced by their surroundings. A lot of people can't. I'm just going to be real with you. Which is kind of why a lot of people aren't successful. Because being, well, when I say successful, I'm actually attaching money to this. With being successful, it's not that difficult, but a lot of people don't have willpower. You know, a lot of people succumb to whatever pressures that are around them or whatever circumstances that are around them. A lot of people fall into this and then they assimilate and they become their environment. They adapt rather than become, well, not really become extinct. In this case, you won't really become extinct. In this case, you will just really stand out. But in some environments, you know, if you don't adapt, you will become extinct. So this part is really frustrating to me about barbering, the lack of professionalism with barbers and barbers that really don't take the craft seriously. It's funny, you know, it's really funny because I've had a few clients ask me this question. And the first time I was asked this question, I thought something of it, but I really let it roll off like water on a duck's back. I was like, yeah, okay. But once I got this question multiple times again, I started thinking, I was like, why do they ask this question? I'm like, why are they asking this? Because it made me think about the first time I was asked this question. And the second time, I was kind of like, you know, you get thrown a curveball and your knees buckle. You can't even really swing at it because you're like, you're mesmerized. You're like, it started up high, but then it dipped and your knees buckle. That's for my baseball players out there. But The third, fourth, fifth time I was asked this question, I was like, I'm going to ask why they're asking me this question. Because sometimes you got to really ask yourself, you know, sometimes like people will say stuff to you or ask you questions. Instead of just answering the question, sometimes you have to ask them, why are they asking this question? Because there's a reason, right? You know, it's like, I wouldn't just go up to a random chick and be like, oh, what's your bra size? Like, you know, obviously I'm asking for a reason or, do you take a shit in the morning when you wake? There's a reason I'm asking this question, right? Or, oh, is your breath stink in the morning? Like, okay, why are you asking these questions, all right? So the people would ask me, is this your only job? And guys, in the comments, have you ever been asked this question as a barber? Okay, as a barber, have you ever been asked this question? Is this your only job? Oh, man. Is this your only job? It's a funny one. And I was like, at first I was like, But then I asked them this question because I'm like, I'm just curious, right? And they would say the answer that I would get from most people were, oh, I'm looking for a new barber and I'm trying to see, you know, if you're going to be around, you know, because I guess the problems they had with other barbers were they were pulling double duty. They had like maybe a full-time job and then there was this barber on the side, right? Giving the industry a bad name, which, I mean, look, it's not bad, but hey, if you're going to be part-time, I mean, act part-time, okay? So that was their answer. They were like, yeah, you know, I had a barber, you know, but he wasn't consistent, you know? Like he had this and that going on. And I was like, no, I'm a full-time barber. Like, this is what I do, right? This is my main job. Although I do have other sources of income. Shout out to Emil the Barber who says he's preparing to have multiple sources. And he's, I think he's 16. So shout out to him. J Beats and Waves, I see you. Rolf the Brit. Shout out to you. Frosty Murder. What's up? Damn, what kind of name is that? Doesn't mean you can have no... Okay. Yes. So... Oh my goodness. So Ben, you said it was at the shop, actually, talking about the lady that snatched the comb out of his hand that was standing behind him. He said that was at the shop. I still cut the guy. He just leaves his girlfriend at home now. So I'm curious, Ben, was his girlfriend a stylist or has some area of expertise to even step in and grab the comb? I'm just curious. Did you really? Let's be real, Ben. Did you give her a reason to damn snatch the comb out your hand? Oh my goodness, Rolf. He says, "How's my scissor over comb game?" It's fine. It's fine. Never better. So, guys, like that's the three things that I hate about barbering. So, I hope I got a chance to drop yours in the comments below. There's a lot of frustrating things and a lot of things that make people tick, right? A lot of things that make people angry. You know, I'm just kind of curious to check the temperature of the room. But those are my three. And I'm pretty sure I would say about two of those three, most barbers, that would be on their list of things that they hate. No call, no shows. And the client, when you turn the chair and they're doing this, they don't want to turn. They don't want to just leave their head in place so they can do this. So you can get a good look at the haircut. Instead, they want to do this. Ooh wee. Do I know any lefty barbers? Not personally. Actually, yeah, I do. I take that back. I do. So that's gonna wrap up this podcast. I really don't want to stay on here too long, and I'm glad I actually got a chance to do this early instead of, you know, you guys typically know I do this podcast later in the evenings, and this podcast has gone through a lot. And don't forget, guys, smash the like button on your way out and share the podcast with anyone that you know might find it helpful. But what's funny is the podcast has gone through many iterations, though. But I've been doing this podcast for like 2 years. Wow, crazy. I used to do it in my YouTube room downstairs, in the barber chair. I think I started off in the barber chair downstairs where I live, and then I moved it to the couch. Then from the couch it went to the barbershop, and I was doing it in the barbershop for a while, and I was really enjoying doing the podcast from the barbershop because people would ask me about tools and stuff, and I have everything in the barbershop, and you know, I can reference stuff and show you guys stuff and do fun stuff, and that was cool. And then now the podcast is here upstairs. Now I'm upstairs. I'm moving on up. So I'm upstairs. And this is the spot where I shoot the podcast now. But typically, of course, you guys know I would do it later. But, of course, I just want to get it done now, spend some time with the fam, you know, because they just got home. Actually, I can kind of hear them downstairs right now. And so, yeah, so So I'm going to go see what's up with the kiddos, see what's up with the wifey. That's what's up, man. Emil, reaching for the stars. That's what's up, man. All I would say, Emil, along the way, because you're young, make sure you get a good mentor. Make sure you have a good good starting five. If you don't know what I mean by that, you know, I don't know. But have a good starting five, Emil. Find a good mentor and get ready for real, because you can easily, Emil, once you turn 18, get to 21, be boss level, okay? So I just want to say that before I get up out of here. Ben says, for no reason at all, she had cut his hair during the lockdown and thought she was a barber, okay? So she better calm her ass down. But good thing he left her at home. So I'm going to get out of here, guys. Again, link in the description below to the Patreon. I'm going to be dropping some more videos for the Patreon this week. I might do it tonight. It's really easy to upload the videos to the Patreon. I am going to do it tonight. Yeah, I'm going to do it tonight. So I'm going to drop a couple videos on the Patreon. One, I kind of teased the Patreon video. Kind of what Ben was talking about, how the girl snatched the comb out of his hand and she was standing behind him. I go a little bit deeper in the Patreon and in another video. So appreciate y'all for watching. I'm going to get out of here because it's just that time. It's been your man. I do it signing out.